Married at First Sight has been the biggest show on Aussie TV this year, mostly because of all the betrayals. Dean betrayed Tracy by getting close with Davina.
Oh my God, I want to kiss you so bad.
You are big trouble.
Tracy betrayed Dean when she revealed why she stuck with him.
I also stayed out of spite. I wanted you to feel a consequence of what you did.
Visions betrayed the music world when he rapped.
It's all right, we're gonna make it through. It's just our first fight. Girl, I got your back. If you got mine, we're gonna be all right.
And Mick was betrayed by the producers when he found out that the marriages weren't legally binding.
What is going on?
Are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
Calm down.
Are you telling me they're not married?
They're not really. It's not a disgrace.
Fake.
Here to face all those betrayals
and to answer some hard-hitting questions,
please welcome the stars of Married at First Sight, Tracy and Dean.
Yeah.
Oh, well, great excitement in the building,
sure
in the studio.
Is.
Dean, Tracy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you here.
Did it take some awkwardness there while you were listening to all that back?
Not at all. We love talking about Davina.
Well, Dean, my first question is to you.
Okay.
Are you happy?
What, right now?
In general?
I'm very happy, yeah. We've come a long way, Tracy and I, and been through a lot of stuff, but now I'm very happy. Thank you
very much.
Well, that is fantastic. Like the show.
I like it.
Well, that sounds lovely. Tracy,
Everyone loves a happy ending.
Look, you got off on a harder note, so to speak, because you did put yourself up as the alpha male. And I think we've talked about that quite a lot on this program.
Well, this is awkward because you've got two alpha males in the one room. We're like two bulls in a paddock here.
But Dean's a feminist, remember?
Yes, he is.
How so, Dean?
I don't see why there's a conflict there. I think alpha males are the ones that protect the women from the weird, creepy guys. So, yeah, I don't see why there's
back in the day, we would have been banging them on the head with a stick and carrying them over our shoulder back to a very warm cave.
Well,
with
funnily
a fire.
Enough, that is what was appealing to all the girls in the office as well, knowing that you were coming in today, because they were saying they did like a big, strong, protective male. And Tracy, that's what you were looking for.
Yeah, 100%. That's what I asked for when I entered the experiment. So, definitely got that.
I just can't believe I'm looking at you too. Sorry. Because I've just been watching you on the telly, and now I'm looking at you.
I can't believe I'm looking at him.
Yes. Sort this out, Big Dino.
Sorry, I'm going to get back
He's
to
a
the
questions.
There's too many questions to...
I like the way you roll, Dean.
You roll too. But look, there's been a lot of drama. There's a lot of questions that people want to know. First of all, to help Mick out, you're not really married in real life.
No, but I treated it like a real marriage.
Yeah, legally. Yeah. There's a law in Australia that you have to know someone for 28 days before you can actually marry them.
Yes.
So that's the only reason they're not legally binding marriages. But we all take
it. So now
very you seriously.
Actually could legally marry?
Now we could.
Well, is there a, would you like to pop the pop the question down?
Who says I haven't already?
Oh!
Oh!
Bang! There it is. That's the one.
I am now. I'm fascinated knowing when you said in the first commitment ceremony, this is what they have, Mick. Each week they say, are you going to stay together? And are you going to commit to each other? See, we've just got this music coming. It's like in the show. And people stay or leave. And in the very first one, Dean, you said you were going to leave. And that threw you off guard, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Dramatic.
Yes,
I didn't expect
dramatic.
To leave week one, that's for sure. I was pretty confident, wasn't I?
And why did you do that week one when you've got this hot babe? Can I just say, you're just knockout.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely gorgeous
I'd like
girl.
To say that too, Tracy.
Thanks, guys.
Hey,
yeah, careful what you say.
That's your wife now.
No more swapping. No more swapping.
Yes. Well, we'll talk about it. We'll get there.
We'll get there. Why did you say you would leave that first week?
Look, we had an amazing time at our honeymoon, but... there was a few issues that I had. I just felt like Tracy and I were a little bit far apart sort of culturally in some respects. Like I'm a bit of a man child and she's like a very mature woman. Probably that's one of the reasons.
Yes, man child feels right. Can we go to one of the clips where you talk about why your lifestyles are different? I think this is the... Which one's this, Dave, we've got?
This is... we've got Deem's open relationship.
Yes, let's have a listen to your relationship.
We are on slightly different wavelengths in the way that we treat relationships and we're in a bit of a different sync. I have been in open relationships. I have been in relationships that are just more purely physical. And that doesn't mean I don't care about that person. I can have, you know, sex with someone and it not necessarily mean a whole hell of a lot.
Okay.
Just speaking on behalf of all men there, I think.
Is that don't you just love his honesty?
I do.
No. There's no filter with you, Dean, no that's filter. For sure. Is that just
apparently
a one-night stand? Is that what you classify it as?
Hey, what?
When you just say you have an open relationship.
No, an open relationship is being able to see other partners in the relationship. Yeah. Is that what
exactly.
I'm asking?
Oh, exactly. Sorry.
And if that's on the table here, I'd like to throw my hat in the
I didn't know it was one-night stands at first sight, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There it is. That's the proper answer, Trace. I know this is all, a lot of it showbiz and a lot of it is all the stuff for the cameras and you must, he was saying, have you seen it all back, Dean? Have you seen it back, Tracy? Mm-hmm. Do you know what, are
how
you
does
aware
it feel
of the mood out there
that?
In the electorate?
Yeah, look, I, you know, obviously certain things get left in and left out. So sometimes watching it back, I'm just like, whoa, did I actually say that?
Yes, you did.
And what
do you have
you
a memory of it? Do you have a memory?
Yeah,
you watch some
most
of stuff
of it. Most of it, yeah. Like when that episode's coming up that day, we sort of go, oh, okay, that's what happened that night.
You mean like, for example, you rapping, for example?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy. After last week on the couch, yo, I know you probably hate me, but you gave me a shot. You're so hot, plus your brain is next level. Come on, show me what you got. We tied the knot, at first sight it's so tight. And when we get to talk and go, we stay up all night. It's alright, we're gonna make it through. It's just our first fight. Girl, I got your back, if you got mine, we're gonna be alright.
Yes. Can I say something?
Yeah.
So you want it both ways. At one stage, you're getting negged because you're too old, you know, old school. Now he's serenading. That's the equivalent of
I'm not having a go, mate.
Under a balcony.
Listen.
Or writing poetry to
he
your
went
woman.
To a lot of effort.
And
he
all
did.
He's going to a lot of effort. And you're all sitting here making fun of the big guy.
Mate, I know the words to that rap. I'll just let you know.
Really?
Yeah. Visions. Okay. I know all the words. And
really?
I noticed that you were remembering them as well
I
as you're going
them
through
for sure.
It.
I had to memorize them to do it.
Yeah. Right. I know. You had to do it.
You guys right now are on the biggest show in Australia and you're probably
and
the most...
congratulations, by
yes,
the way.
On that.
Thank
and
you,
you must be, the, you're like, the, for this point in time anyway, the most high-profile people in this country. How are you going with that?
Well, Dean likes to bring the drama, doesn't he? So you can thank him for that.
But it's inadvertent drama because I can see... Yeah, I can see you're a genuine bloke and
thank
I think
you.
You're also a positive guy as well.
Definitely.
And we were just talking before about Troy because I was going, is Troy, you know, what's his story? He's one of the guys, Mickey, on the show. And I was going, oh, he must be an actor. He can't be real. And you've said, no, he's absolutely, that's who
definitely
he is.
Not.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's important for people to know that because everybody's questioning it particularly
who's the biggest knob? Who, you know, if you could go one on one, if you could go mano a mano with
I wouldn't
one
like
of those
to
blokes.
Say that. Yeah. It's Patrick. But,
oh, that's a number, Patrick.
That's because Patrick broke a bro code.
He did.
What?
Big time.
Yeah, he spoke.
Well, that's it. You're out. You're a rat.
He
you're
spoke
a dirty
about
rat.
A big boys' night and dobbed to his whingy girlfriend.
Yep. When he actually said to everyone on the night that he wants to swap for Davina. But they didn't actually
they
show
didn't
that,
put that
on
in?
The show. And he got up on his high horse and pretended like he's all high and mighty, but he was part of it.
You're
and
a
then
dog,
he,
Patrick.
Then he dobbed in all the boys.
You are a dirty rat.
So, anyway.
That's all right. He copped it because he's with Charlene, so that's his
that's
problem.
True. That's
is he still in it?
It's karma.
Is he still
they're
in it?
They're still in it, yes. Yeah, but they haven't had sex. Can I ask this? Do you have sex?
Do we have sex?
Obviously.
Of course we have sex.
Okay.
They couldn't stop talking about it, the experts on the show.
Is there any footage of that?
There is.
They film everything.
I'll send it to you.
Get your hands on some of that. That'll be gold.
Pardon me for asking
you
that.
On Snapchat? I'll send you a couple of videos.
You are the first people I've asked, have you had sex? So pardon me,
we're
I've never asked
talking
that.
About
we don't
show.
Mind. We're open about it.
Yeah.
Really?
Talk about it all
what
the time.
What was the style?
Oh, no, don't need to ask
everything.
That. Hey. Don't need to ask
I'm getting waved off out
of
the
kinds. Excuse me. Excuse
all kinds of. No, this is.
I'm going to go on to some questions we've got from our audience. This is from Danielle, and she says, if Tracy was given a chance to swap Dean for another contestant, who would she choose?
Oh, causing trouble now.
Mm. Well, we actually played this game on Girls' Night, you know, like kiss, marry, kill.
That's right.
And
but we didn't see all the results of that, did we?
We didn't see all that, but, you know, I actually picked Patrick.
You are trouble.
You are trouble. That's funny.
Are you sticking by that choice now?
No.
Okay,
I'm not sticking by that choice now. No, that was at the time.
We have another question. This is for you,
it's
going to
be
Dean.
A quiet trip home in the car for you, Tracy, I reckon.
This is from Thank You Job, who says, who's your bigger role model, Shane Warne, Wayne Carey or Tiger Woods?
Ooh, I don't know who Wayne Carey is. And I'm not a huge fan of Shane Warne or cricket, so I'm going to go with Tiger.
Oh! And Tiger's making a comeback, so that might be very appropriate. Guys, yeah. What's the program now? You've got 4 days now. There's a blockbuster on Channel 9, and we're all building up to, do you have to redo your vows already or something like that?
Yeah, so that's Sunday night for us is the final vows, where we decide if we're going to be a couple outside the experiment in the real world or not.
And you can't give us any clue right now. Come on.
No, but we bicker like an old married couple, don't you think?
You do.
Yes.
Can I ask, you've gone into the marriage process. Did you get to go have a fake bucks or something? Or?
Oh, yeah, I did actually. Did you? Had a bit of a bucks night. Yeah, it was a bit loose.
I'd have been at that.
No, mate.
What was, what was the highlight?
Just drinking about 400 shots and just hanging out with my mates. That was
like
about
it. All right.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, we have been really excited, as we say. Good luck, guys.
It thanks has for been swinging by.
Thank you.
And thank you for all the material that I've been able to use in the last 6 weeks of your show.
I'm the gift that keeps on giving.
You are.
You've pulled your weight on this one, big fella. And, I'll say that.
We wish you well and we hope that the commitment ceremony comes out all thumbs up for you in whatever way you want.
Awesome. Good
thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
The VAR renewals airing at 7 Sunday on 9.